was told that there was a request for the Chinuch series. So that's what we're doing. That'll be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday will be Q&A. Thursday, whatever sugya we do. Let's start. Interest people have in chinuch classes generally means that people want tricks to how to get your kids to listen to you, or what do I do to give my kids Yiras Shamayim? I would like to frame the whole union of chinuch differently. This is true of chinuch, this is true of shalom bayis. Chinuch certainly. Ramchal in the first parak of Mesillas Yesharim tells us that every situation in life is another opportunity for making the right choices, for being mashlim oneself, getting shleimus. Every situation Hashem gives a human being is an opportunity for either kirvas elokim or chalila, the opposite. Chinuch, which is so much built in to our lives, to raise kids, must be viewed as an opportunity to grow yourselves. If you don't view it that way, there's going to be a lot of resentment. It becomes a big burden. Mom is an old. If you recognize that you're meant to grow through the process of chinuch, you'll put in the work, you'll enjoy it, and you'll see yourself growing. You have to see as a challenge and an opportunity for your own growth. Aval b'shein ra'il adover zeichel adover. There's a remez, the mitzvah of hakel. Chazal asks, hakel is anoshim, anoshim v'ataf, ataf lama ba'im. The purpose of the Tav is to give schar to the parents. It's talking about Hakel, but I think this is true of the whole concept of Tav. Kids born into the world helpless, they have to be cared for. They have to be taught everything. For what purpose? To give schar to the parents that are raising them. So every step of the way, when we talk about what you have to do for your kids, how you deal with them, even when we get to discipline, every step of the way is going to involve real growth. It's going to make demands on you, and you have to be ready for it. Raising kids calls for a lot of tikkun amidus. Let's begin. When does chinuch start? So, in light of what we just discussed, they say it b'shem kol gedoyli Yisrael. Chinuch begins very long before you get married. Chinuch begins with your own midas. But it's not just midas. It's attitudes on everything. What is the first thing you have to teach your kids long before they're b'nei havon? The first and most important principle for life that your kids have to hear is that it's good to be alive. Bemes. Once kids start smiling, they don't stop until we make them stop. Until we surround them with our complaining and correcting, when we grouchy ourselves and we make life difficult for them. Keep the smile on your kid's face forever. So how do you do that? It begins with your own Simchas Chaim. You have to create an atmosphere in the house of Simcha. You can't create it unless you're B'Simcha. To your real feeling, life is exciting. Life is good. It's not enough that kids smile. They've got to see you smiling. They've got to see you happy. Kids have to grow up in a happy home. I mean, listen. You want your kids to want to live. In terms of ourselves, this is one of the most basic yesodis in life. Although he doesn't count it as one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim, the Rambam writes very clearly in Hilchos Tshuva, a human being is never forced into anything. We always have Bechira. He writes in the Yad, he writes in Shmoneh Prakim. What the Rambam is referring to is not just mitzvahs and averis. The Rambam makes it clear. This is all encompassing. It's everything. There is no such thing as I cannot be happy because. I tell over what I heard b'shem the Gra, although I've never found it in the Gra, and I've checked all the people that claim to know all of the Kisvei Agra. and they say they never ran into it. Yaina Navi. Then they say the Yaina. He tells Hashem, Toiv Moisi Mechaim. So allegedly, the Goyin asked the Kasha. Ram Sochim says that you can't have Nevuah in Ashkina Shoira. Let me take Atzlus, Loi Mi Toich Atzvus, El Mi Toich Simcha. Yonah was talking to Hashem and Hashem answers him. He's in the middle of experiencing Nevuah. If he's so depressed, how can he have Nevuah? And when I heard B'Shem the Goyim, is he never lost his Simchas Chaim. He's saying that life is so painful. It's more painful than death. But at the same time, he had the Simchas Chaim because you got to be alive to feel even pain. There's something fascinating about being alive, even when life is so difficult. In fact, often one is more alive when they're in pain than when they're not. This piercing feeling, the emotional pain, this piercing feeling, as painful as it is, you feel connected to life in such a strong way. I'm not talking about depression where one is aloof. I'm talking about pain. What steals our Simchas Chaim? First and foremost, our daigis. Our daigis. Don't make your Simchas Chaim conditional on anything. You have daigis? You have daigis? Why should I take away from your Simcha? I don't know what it's going to be. You all have to have bitachon too. So this is not a shir on bitachon. I just want to throw out that to maintain your Simchas Chaim, you have to remind yourself that at the end everything works out. You just don't know how and how long it's going to take. But don't make your simcha conditional. Certainly don't let any other human being steal your simcha. If you make your simcha conditional on someone else being nice to you, you are empowering them to make you miserable. Why do you do it? You have to learn to be happy. The subject of Simcha, I always tell over the story of my father, Zichron Levracha. My father was the youngest of seven children. Very chosh of a family. Five of his siblings were married with children. They lived with their grandfather, who was He was the Poisik of Galicia. It's a beautiful family. Came the Holocaust. The entire family was wiped out. He was the only survivor. He was alone. He was the only one. Just before occupation, they sent him running. He spent the war running. The rest of the family went to Auschwitz. From Auschwitz, they went to Buchenwald. Nobody came back. He found their cards in Yad Vashem. That's how he knows where they ended up. Mamash alone in the world. After the Muhammad, he went to his sister's father-in-law. He's looking for someone close. His sister's father-in-law. His sister didn't return. So he went to her father-in-law. He happened to be the mother of my... He happened to be the uncle of my mother. My mother and a sister survived Auschwitz. She came back. The closest relative was her uncle. They met there. Two chassidish kids. And my mother told him, let's get married. I'll take care of you. That's how the shidduch came about. And my mother was everything to him. She was everything to him. She was a mother, she was a wife, a friend, she was everything. My mother was nifter. It was very hard. At the end of the shiva, he turns to me. And he said, if I wanted to, I could be miserable. That was so profound. He made a decision. He's going to be happy. And so, he was 90 then. He lived to 98 and he was happy. It's a simcha being around him. He said he wants to be happy. He had never told me before, but it came up at some point. He grew up with a depressed mother. When he was born, she went into postpartum. She never recovered from it. He grew up with a depressed mother and then was orphaned. He chose to be happy. Happiness is a choice. It's up to you. Don't make it contingent on anything. You enjoy being miserable? Why do people choose to be miserable? I have to. You don't have to. Did you ever try being happy? There's nothing in life to be happy about. The world is still a beautiful place. You see, you hear, your brain works. There's so much to be happy about. Say Birkas HaShachar with some kavan in the morning. Dance. Friendship. Music. Some fresh air. Things are big. if not for your own sake, for the sake of your kids, you have to be happy. You need Simchas Chaim. Your home has to be a happy place. Kids growing up in a home where everything is heavy, everything is always krechzing, complaining. What are you doing to your poor kid? What hope is there for him? So again, if not for your own sake, do it for your kids. You gotta be happy. You need some help, put on some music. Rabbi Moshe writes, even though it says Zimra Bezman Ezer Zasser, he says most people are depressed, we need music. He writes that in the Tshuva. So this is mamish the first thing. This is the first thing. It ranks among the most important lessons you can give your kids in chinuch. It's good to be alive. Come what may. Yeah.
A child who didn't have them, his parents were crafty and was miserable, can he still choose to be happy?
He can still choose to be happy, but it's hard. It's hard. He's starting from a difficult place.
There are levels of how difficult it's going to be.
Sure. Yeah.
It's so simple to just tell that kid choose happy?
No. Nothing simple.
No. Put on some music.
It's not simple. Not simple. A kid that grows up in an unhealthy environment, an unhappy environment. You know, it gets reinforced. It gets reinforced, and for him to really get his act together takes a lot of work. Yeah.
Is it like Rebbe separating the emotion of happiness to the state of happiness?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know, but that's what I was asking. No, because you
could always be happy. Why can't you be happy?
No, but the case of Jonah, he didn't feel happy.
He was happy. He said that the situation is worse than death. I'm happy to lie, but it's more painful than death.
Rebbe said he was depressed.
What? In my kasha. In the kasha. It wasn't mine. In the Teretz, he wasn't depressed. He was in a lot of pain. There's a difference between pain and depression.
So if that's, you know, can be happiness, so why did the law say that we should, you know, say for a chag, we have that steak? Why not just...
We have to have extra simcha. There's an extra mitzvah of Simcha Nayamtev. Adarav, some taina, that how do Chazal know that Simcha means Basar V'Yayin? Because it couldn't mean Simcha. You always have to have Simcha. I've heard that. Yeah.
What does a person do if he focuses on his brokers, on the pressure, or whatever, but he still doesn't feel like... He feels okay, a bit grateful, but not so happy necessarily. Like, how does a person learn to be happy?
Our natural state is being happy. You have to figure out what's blocking that. Why do little kids smile? What makes them smile? Yeah, the fact that you have a consciousness that you can experience life is something happy.
They just have no worries.
What?
A kid is a kid. There's nothing going on in there. They have no worries.
They also have nothing. They have nothing else either. Right. Not just worries they don't have.
No,
but I mean, there's not. They don't have to sit there and work on.
So
you know, pakeach ivrim. They don't have to work on it. They're happy because the natural state of a human being that has a consciousness is to be happy.
Because they appreciate stuff.
What?
A three-year-old kid appreciates.
I'm not. But they start smiling, and they start smiling long before three years.
Why is it hard to smile?
Because it's good to be alive. It's not a reflex. So, you know, in the first couple of days, if they smile, it's a reflex. It's a real simcha. You see, it's their neshama. That's why people are happy around little kids. They make us happy. Yeah.
Two questions, kind of. Is there a way to convince somebody to be happy or to make somebody else happy? And if there is a way to convince somebody to be happy, how does one do it?
The Iker is for people to appreciate all the beautiful things in life despite all of what you're not getting.
But that's a choice to pursue that.
You have to get people to realize it.
But if they don't...
You have to get people to focus on. The problem is that there's so much we take for granted, but we don't focus on it. We don't live it. You have to live life. When you live life, it's exciting.
Sometimes people don't seem to want to be happy.
That's another story. That's another story. You got to ask them, do you appreciate being miserable? Do you like your state? You're happy where you are? You're happy being miserable? So, I mean, maybe celebrate. You enjoy being miserable?
There's something nice about it.
What I have found is that people are stuck being miserable when they're angry. They will not allow themselves to be happy because they're angry. Angry at Hashem, angry at people around them. People that don't don't want to leave it. They're angry.
Or it's safer for them. They've been burned too many times. They're trying to be
happy. No. Then they're not sad. They're not miserable. Then they just have no feelings. They're out of touch with their feelings. That's
misery over happiness.
I think that most people that have been burnt, rather than choose misery over happiness, choose not to experience their own feelings at all. They turn off. Kids, for sure. Kids that have to deal with intense emotional pain turn off. And then they grow up without emotion. Today, that's a big problem. It's widespread. It's widespread. Why more than ever before? Because comfort is the number one value. In the olden days, people were accepting of pain. And today, people are not accepting of pain, so they turn off.
Is there a way to turn that back on?
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to start experiencing your own feelings. Part of it is you push it throughout the day at different intervals. You have to stop and ask yourself, what am I feeling?
Is that something you turn on like a mass level?
You have to build it. You have to build it up. I mean, there are professionals that say that you should actually, you know, like write or type it. How am I feeling? Or the hour, how am I feeling? What's going on inside me? What am I experiencing? And you keep doing that until it comes naturally. But it's a process. It's hard. It's very, very hard. Yeah.
Is that child's happiness that we should try to manifest, or is it better to have an adult's work on happiness?
Just be happy. Don't care who comes. Just be happy. Just be happy. We don't be such big lamdanim. Just be happy. Life is good. It's difficult. It's challenging. It's painful. Life is good.
No matter how we get.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Depression
is depression. You become numb. People are depressed. They're numb. Pain is such a sharp experience. To experience pain on a certain level, there's something. I don't want to sound like a masochist, but there's something. There's an excitement in taking pain. You're reaching into the depths of your heart.
With depression, you're not feeling anything.
Depression, you feel nothing. It's a different kind of pain. It's awful. Yeah.
Some people self-harm.
What?
Some people self-harm.
Yeah.
Is Rebbe saying like the road to happiness a little bit? Someone's like on that journey, they're feeling a little bit down, and it's like you fake it till you make it, but eventually you'll make it.
I didn't say to fake it. You have to learn. You have to learn to focus on the things that are obviously good.
Even though you're going through like a rough, but like you try to muster up the positivity, where you're not really feeling it, but you're saying like it's going to be okay.
Get yourself to figure.
But is that fake or is that?
It's not fake. It's very real. You have to train yourself to focus. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that bichlal. I am talking about it's painful, but there's so many wonderful things going on in my life.
Even if you don't feel it, but like you just say
you have to focus on them.
It's like a positive affirmation.
You have to focus on them till you feel them.
Choosing happiness is so doable, realistic, or easy.
I never said it was easy.
Well, why could, and Yona could do it. Why couldn't Yaakov manage it?
What's that?
Why couldn't Yaakov manage it?
Why? I mean, what it says is because Yosef was alive. There was something that didn't work.
He lost the number of 22 years.
He was being misabel. He was being misabel over someone who was still alive. And it just didn't work.
Couldn't find happiness.
No.
Yeah. The realm of practicality, there are some yidden that won't go to bed without dancing. Is that too much? Like, how do we actually pass this on to our children?
Dancing with your kids is great. The question is, do you need it as an adult? But dancing with your kids is great.
To make it a ritual?
Huh?
Make it a ritual, like before bed or...
If you feel like it, yeah, it's great. Sure, 100%, 100%. Working. It's certainly a mitzvah gedola to get yourself to be simcha, The breast of Elias besimcha is very, very simple. Just be happy. Mitzvah to be happy. I'm not happy. Is it mitzvah to be happy? Be happy. No, l'shem yichud simcha. I'm talking about like doing the avoda that will get you to simcha. That for sure is avoda Hashem. For sure that's avoda Hashem.
Is that just special like if you feel yourself?
Yes. 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 Yeah?
See what Yaakov did?
It's very late.
It was contingent.
The Rambam is critical of him. The Rambam in Shmoyne Prokim is critical of Yaakov Avinu.
Because he should have separated?
Yes. That's a plea. The Rambam is critical of Yaakov Avinu. No. I have to stop here. It's very late.